And we're back at the Caldwell County Extension Office. One final visit here to talk about FFA Week and really our youth in Caldwell County. And a couple of, and speaking of youth, we're going to visit with a couple of the young ladies here. What's your name?
Caroline White.
Caroline, tell us, what do you do in the 4-H and 4-H and FFA?
Too much. I do.
Good way of putting it, right?
Yeah. In 4-H, some of my bigger events are livestock judging, country ham speech, and a lot of stuff with the state fair, like picture taking and so on.
So what is 4-H really teaching you?
A lot. I mean, when I was younger, I was very outgoing, but I didn't speak like outgoing. I just did funny stuff and I didn't say anything about it. But this has really taught me to be able to like speak and like do this interview now, because used to, I wouldn't be talking right now.
I always say livestock judging is one of the things that probably helped me the most in life, because you're able to, it's more than just talking. It's about being able to look at something and remember that later on to tell the story about it.
Yeah. Livestock judging is something that's really big to me, because I've been doing it since the age of 4, when my sister had just gotten into it, and I've just done it for so long. I mean, I taught 2 kids from my high school, and now they are coming this next practice. They're actually coming to this livestock 4-H because we competed at state fair and we actually got 6th, but they only placed a 5. And one of the guys that I taught, that I like did judging with, never has judged livestock before and got 3rd overall.
Really? Wow. And you just have to have that eye for cattle sometimes, and livestock judging in general, right?
Well, I mean, also, it comes with a background. I mean, anyone can do livestock judging, but it really helps when you have, like, a cattle or a farming background, because everyone that I, like, pulled said, hey, you need to do this, have a cattle background.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Those skills go a long way, don't they? So you mentioned a lot of the projects you were involved in. What made you want to be in 4-H and then later FFA?
4-H, my sister really got involved in it first. And then I was like, hey, I do this a lot. I'll do this, like, when I bake a lot, and then I take pictures a lot. And then she was like, here, just put this in 4-H and see how it does. So that's kind of how it started.
You were telling me first year you ever anything in the state fair, you had a pretty good result, right?
Yes, my grand champion. Actually, Mom was just like, here, you should bake this. And we bake it, and we take it to this contest. And it wins grand champion. Like, at the time, I didn't realize how significant that was.
Right.
And then as I got older, I was like, oh, well, I actually had the best in the state, and that was kind of crazy.
And what was that?
Zucchini bread. It's my grandmother's really old recipe, and it just it did really good.
Ashley, that may be a class, zucchini bread class, and she can teach it for you. Caroline can teach it for you. How about that?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I do a lot of stuff. I actually, Chloe, she does the crocheting. I actually knit at home my aunt taught me, yes.
Neat. So you enjoy that too, kind of a different art, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I can be very artistic when I want to be, and then other times I'm just like, oh, no, I can't do that. I can't paint or draw to save my life.
Me neither. I can't. I had an art class one time. One of the projects was draw your shoe. That was tough. That's tough to draw your own shoe. Isn't that crazy? But so what, do you have a favorite thing you do, or is it just you like it all?
I like it all, but I'd say probably livestock judging is my favorite, because having Kevin Laurent, he is just one of the best coaches we could ever ask for, and he does so much for us. It's just so great. I've learned so much from him, and he has just taught me so much. And anyone really in the livestock, I mean, Jason Poole, Terry Burke, all of them. I mean, one of my junior years, I had a reasons person that, like, you give your reasons to. And he has this eye thing where his eye twitches, but it looks like he's rolling his eyes. And I remember coming out of that reason room, and I'm just like, I did so terribly. And then I won, what, I think 7th overall.
Oh, really?
And so it was kind of crazy. I thought I did terrible because he kept rolling his eyes, but
you never know. Sometimes reading people's faces, huh?
Yeah, I mean, because it's hard because you're looking them in the eye. And I mean, but that's also one of the greatest skills you can learn, because my dad's always like, look people in the eye when you're talking to them.
Right.
And it's just like, that is a great skill. And I mean, just speaking in general is a great skill, and staying to your opinion, which is livestock all in general. It is sticking to your opinion, telling them why you did it this way, and the best thing you could do is make them question themselves.
Yeah, right.
And when they question themselves, you've actually gotten into their head. And that's the way you do livestock judging.
If you ever start doubting your placing, you're in trouble, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can be. You have to be set on your placing, because if you're not set on your placing and you go into your reasons room, you're going to contradict yourself every time.
You will, that's for sure. I agree with that. So obviously you think this is going to help you in your life down the road?
Definitely, because we have a small cattle calf operation at our farm, and I mean, I can look at our cows and say, we need to put this growth supplement on them, or we need to do this to them to help them. And I mean, we have very good cows. We have a Red Angus herd. And I mean, y'all were talking about earlier how the prices are up right now. Well, we have like 8 heifers that I told my dad, I'm like, we need to keep these longer, grow them more, so when they go and sell, they will sell for a higher price. And then say if someone comes and asks you, like, well, like, what's the best thing about your cow? I can name, like, structured body. I can tell them what they need.
I'm impressed. That sounds great. You got a career maybe in the livestock marketing industry one of these days, huh?
Well, actually, the funny thing is, I'm not much of, like, livestock person. I'm actually more into horses more than anything.
Oh, really?
Okay. We actually, it's kind of different. I do both. So it's very like multi, but I love both of it. I love all of it.
Enjoy about the horses. Tell about your horses.
Well, I work with Jessica Bunch and Jacob Littlepage up at Pleasant Valley Equine in Henderson. And we train horses. And once we train them, we go to sell them either on horse bid or go to sales. This year in March and April, I'm going to 2 horse sales to sell these horses. And your goal is to talk to these people and like wanting them to buy your horse. It's a bidding, and you stay there for a few days, and you try and get these people to fall in love with these horses. I mean, that's your main goal. And that's where livestock kind of comes into play, because you have to talk to these people and explain like what they want and what they see in this horse. I mean, that's the whole goal, is to sell.
I love it. Good luck as you continue in this, huh?
Thank you.
I think that's great. A real horse trader right here. Livestock trader for sure. I think it's fantastic. Yeah, well, and I love the fact what you've learned from livestock judging. I think it's fantastic as well. Let's talk with this young lady here. What is your name?
Ellie Francis.
What are you involved in 4-H and FFA?
In 4-H, I'm involved in livestock judging, and that's about as far as I go, because I also am involved in a lot of other things, including FFA and extracurricular activities. In FFA, I'm involved in a junior parlay team. I am on the record keeping team, and I also am on their livestock judging team. This past year, we went to the state fair, she said, and we placed sixth overall. It was a very, very good experience for me, because I'm coming in as a freshman in high school. So it was a very good experience to be able to go out and compete with the FFA team and be out there with them. Yeah.
Sounds good. So obviously you must like that. So you have a favorite thing you do, favorite activity you're involved in?
Favorite is most definitely livestock judging. I have an eye, I would say, for livestock. I'm all around livestock. I'm around the cows and the goats and sheep and all of those things. And so I just fell in love with it. And I just, you know, it's one of those things that with time you get better, but I just felt, you know, really good in this.
You live on a farm, have livestock on the farm?
Yes, my grandfather has cattle. Okay, right. We bred and raised Gelvie cattle. Okay. And then my family, we raise goats, and we do donkeys and horses and stuff, but goats was our main seller.
Sounds good. So, well, how do you think 4-H is going to help you, and FFA are going to help you in the future?
4-H and FFA is a lot of speaking that's involved. So as Caroline said, yes, speaking is a very big part of what I would like to do in the future, which is, you know, I would like to go, and my goal in life is to be able to go out and minister to children all over the world about our Lord and Savior. So I think speaking and being able to make connections with people is very crucial for what I want to do, and FFA and 4-H has really helped me out in that area.
How does that go over being a young person? Do you get a lot of good reception there?
Yes, actually. Being able to do things in school with kids and other people, you are not as nervous to give a project or give a presentation about things in front of your classmates, because you know how to do it already.
I think it's great. So good luck as you continue in the future. And what's your future plans? What do you want to do?
As I said, I would like to go out and probably travel around the United States and hopefully go out to like Africa or somewhere and minister to children.
Have you ever traveled abroad, done any mission trips yet?
No, not yet. My church had one, but was not in a place to be able to go.
Sure. Well, good luck. Hope you get a chance to do that in the future. That sounds fun.
Thank you.
Love what your dads are doing. And I tell you what, Rhonda, Ashley, you guys have got some great young people here. You picked out two great ones to come be with us today. They're fantastic. And so if you'd like to learn some of the things they're doing and be a lot like what they're doing, check out Caldwell County 4-H and Extension and Services. They'd love to talk with you. And of course, they're here easy to find. You can find them on Facebook, as they said, on their website as well. And Shane would be glad to help you on the Ag and Natural Resource side of things as well. Of course, we're on WPKY celebrating National FFA Week. On WPKY, I'm Alan Watts.